Number 12,577, Woodlands Development LLC seeks a variance from the corner front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, section 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Yana Drive within the Woodlands subdivision. The 911 address is 34165 Yana Drive, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, map 19, parcel 429. They're seeking an 8.47-foot variance from the 25 front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you please be sworn in?
Okay.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name's Cynthia McAuliffe, 9 Arnell Road, Rehoboth, Delaware.
Sir?
Brian Elliott, 125 North Greenwood Street, Greenwood.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy and I work together. She's a sales manager with Insight, and she actually sold the home to the consumer, which is an 80-year-old couple. The elderly lady takes care of her aging husband, and they're trying to relocate closer to their son nearby for additional assistance. We would respectfully request a variance for the front yard setback in the Woodlands here. It is the last undeveloped lot, I do believe, that we haven't sold in that community. And it would not alter the unique, or the uniqueness of the property is really that's very unique in which it lends to have an exceptional practical difficulty in improving the lot due to the fact that it's very small, it's odd-shaped, and it's on a cul-de-sac. So it's 8,038 square feet, but due to it being on the cul-de-sac and the odd shape, the building envelope's very irregular, it's restrictive, and it has no uniformity. It cannot otherwise be developed. It can't be developed otherwise without the variance necessary to allow a reasonable use of the property due to the unique circumstances shaping the oddities of the lot. It has not been created by the applicant. We are the applicant, we're not the developer. We didn't develop the plot plan and have it approved through the county and whatnot. We just came in to build out the lot as the builder. It won't alter the essential characteristic of the neighborhood, it will actually enhance it. It won't impair any appropriate use, but rather enhance the development. If the only other way that it could be built, and we're requesting a minimum variance allowed to afford relief, because, you know, the first floor footprint is very small due to the characteristics of the lot, we did the base traditional elevation. What that means is Insight, all of our plans, has upgraded elevations and extensions. They add big porches and things like that. So we're not trying to put anything other than the smallest footprint, first floor footprint, that we can actually put in there. And, you know, I had thought about, well, if the only way to build on that lot would be to design a custom design that would be very odd-shaped, that would actually be a detriment to the neighboring houses and the community around it, because we built all the other houses in there. So we really are, you know, requesting relief, very difficult lot, and I request respectfully from the board that you'd approve the variance.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Questions?
So there is a house on 428?
Yes, sir.
But I guess the lot was large enough that they didn't need a variance for that?
Well, they didn't, because if you look at the setbacks on this lot, because it's on the cul-de-sac, it's not just like the front setback, the front property line is not just the front that faces the drive there, but that front setback goes around the curve of that cul-de-sac, which really inhibits what we can actually put in there, yeah.
Do you have a smaller model that could have fit on this property?
We do not.
Okay.
We do not. And as I said, I think if you came up with a custom plan, it would not fit the characteristics of the neighborhood or anything else that's been built in that community. It would actually, I think, devalue properties around it.
So they actually have a front setback on two sides of the house?
Yes, sir. That's the issue. And that's why the lot had not sold, to be quite frank with you. Yeah.
little over 8,000 square feet?
Yeah, the lot's 8,000.
38
square feet. But it actually, you know, if you just take the typical front setback, side setback, and rear setbacks, this, because the way it's on the cul-de-sac, and that front setback is so expansive, it actually reduces the lot as far as square feet that you can actually build on it versus a square lot.
Is it eligible for small lot variance?
No, I don't believe so. I believe it's a cluster subdivision.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Really? I think they have reduced setbacks in the front yard.
Right, because it's a cluster.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have a 25-foot front yard anyhow.
Yeah, but it's not, it doesn't, you can't have a 5-foot or right. side or rear setbacks on this property.
Because the only, I mean, another option would be to come closer to 430, and minimize the point on the cul-de-sac side. But you'd be asking for, because you're asking for two variances, correct? Off the back and also the front?
No, sir, just the front.
No,
just the front?
Yeah, that's just a concrete patio on the rear, and the steps are allowed a few feet into the rear setback.
Understood.
Thank you.
Other questions? Mr. Short?
Is there a gap between the edge of paving and the cul-de-sac and the front property line?
Yes, there's always a right-of-way on the properties.
But how far away is the edge of this home going to be from the edge of paving and the road, do you know?
I would say 35 feet, but I'm not positive of that. But there's typically a 10-foot right-of-way on the property.
The square footage of the encroachment, do you know how much that is?
I do not, sir.
I presume no visibility issues, concerns on the cul-de-sac?
Not at all whatsoever.
Is there any HOA approval needed?
No.
Okay, I'm no further. And this is first floor, you said, right? One-story dwelling?
No, it's a two-story.
Two-story.
The first floor is maybe 1,500 square feet.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
No other questions? Is there anyone present who's in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you.
No further questions? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12577 for Woodlands Development LLC. The property has unique physical condition because of the placement on the cul-de-sac and the front setback on two sides of the house. Due to those physical circumstances or conditions, it's difficult to develop in the strict conformity with Sussex County zoning code. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12577 has been approved.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good night. Appreciate it.